Hello and welcome to The Retail Week, our regular review of some of the biggest talking points from across the sector. This week, Debenhams has taken centre stage, profits absolutely tanking as it goes through a difficult period of trading, and Sergio Busch's strategy to reinvent the business really coming under focus. Today, I'm joined by George McDonald, our executive editor, and Becky Waller-Davies, our fashion and department stores reporter, to talk through Debenhams in general and the period that it's going through at the moment. Becky, you've been talking to Sergio this week. Are you convinced by his strategy?
I think that's a really difficult question. I think that the strategy is a good one. Whether it is enough to get them out of an incredibly difficult market for the whole of retail when department stores themselves are probably, you know, at the absolute kind of pressure point within that market is another matter. It's a good strategy. I'm not sure whether it is going to get Debenhams out of its run of bad trading. I mean, George, you'll know more than me. How long has Debenhams been underperforming?
It's had its various ups and downs. I can't remember offhand when they would have had a profit slump like this, though.
Right, okay.
Certainly not off the top of my head. I mean, I guess I buy the strategy. Two things I've sort of taken away from this sort of results, this set of results, is it's all going to be about excellence of execution and how fast it's done. Because I thought there was a few interesting things that Sergio said. First of all, he said, we expect no help from the external environment. So that means that Debs is going to live or die by its own self-help measures. And so I think they're right to accelerate the strategy. There are signs that it is bearing fruit. Some of the changes they're making, the concentration on things like digital and beauty. But in these conditions, they need to move really, really fast. And it needs to be executed very well.
Well, that's the thing. And I think the focus there on things like digital and beauty and food, and also the kind of focus on property as well, which we can come to in a little bit, that kind of digital beauty food, those are areas which, may be booming, but they're also areas where other companies are doing incredibly clever things, very innovatively, and players tend to kind of come out of nowhere and change the whole landscape. Debenhams is not a player that I don't think is capable of coming out of, you know, the left field and really changing the whole business. And I feel, though its plans look good, it is leaving itself vulnerable to that kind of seismic shift.
To pick up on that point, in terms of, you talk about maybe it not being at the forefront of kind of innovation and doing new things, to me, just sort of looking through the results, some of the wording, it seemed to suggest that it's a bit of a defensive strategy rather than being on the front foot. I mean, they've actually said that their five priority actions are going to mitigate the fast-changing market. That strikes me as, we really need to change and defend ourselves against this, as opposed to let's be out there on the front foot and be the leader in this market.
And that actually really ties into something Charlie Mayfield said at John Lewis's results a few months ago, where he said this is no time for a defensive crouch. I'm not suggesting Debenhams is quite in the kind of defensive crouch, but I think that, you know, they're nice changes, but whether they're going to completely revolutionise a business and stop its profits tanking are another matter.
No, I mean, you wonder how much it has to revolutionise, though. You know, take the point about defensiveness, but he's having to build something from the ground up before he might then attempt to move the dial if he wanted to. But, you know, in some of the locations where Debenhams trades, you know, it will be the main department store. And so it should, if the strategy's right and it's executed well, some of those department stores' strengths should then come into their own, because the reverse, you know, and as well as the digital stuff that's going on, they're trying to make the stores much more experiential, aren't they?
I just don't think experiential particularly means anything. I think it's one of these myths of retailing and department stores. What does it mean? It gives you a feeling. Well, I mean, that's an incredibly intangible thing, and you can't say that, you know, putting in a champagne bar means people will be flocking to you in their droves and they're all incredibly excited about it.
No, that's true. Although it's less champagne bars than Nando's, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In their new, is it the Stevenage store? I think it is. In the Stevenage store, their best trading bit is the Nando's, which to me, if I were a chief executive, yeah, it's good for the numbers, but it doesn't exactly instill a lot of faith in the rest of your new vision, does it?
Relying on Peri Peri for profits, isn't it? I mean, I was quite amazed by this, actually. They've said they've got four food offers in Stevenage, Nando's being one. They say that accounts for around 30% of sales in that Stevenage store.
Yeah, exactly. It's really overperforming. And Sergio did say this morning, he said that's not because the rest of the business is underperforming. That's just because it is, you know, really, really doing amazingly. And I think to your point, George, on the kind of the location front, actually, that focus on kind of Stevenage, and I think it's Wolverhampton, is kind of, that does benefit Debenhams, because you're not competing on Oxford Street, you're not competing in primary locations, you're doing a bit of a Philip Day and looking at the gaps and saying, actually, if we go somewhere with, to be really harsh, lower expectations,
yeah,
it's going to be easier for us.
I don't know enough about Stevenage to know whether where it fits in,
no,
in
me
the
neither.
Retail hierarchy. But you know, he talked a lot about the Stevenage store, didn't he? Because that epitomises some of the changes.
Yeah. Well, actually, quite funnily, he said he wanted to bring the spirit of Stevenage on a budget to the rest of the Debenhams estate, which I know what he means, but. It's quite funny when you say it out loud. You know, I like Sergio. I think it's a good strategy. I just question whether in this market, that's enough, really. I mean, the department store market is in real trouble. I think they're doing really interesting things on the property front. You know, quite a few of their long leases are coming to an end. I think, if I get my numbers right, it's 25 stores coming up for lease renewal in the next 5 years, which can only be a good thing, you know, if they're, and of those 25, six are stores which could become unprofitable in the next few years. So really, that kind of thing is a real boon for them.
Do you expect most of those 25 to go?
I think it's going to be a mix of closures and, you know, shrinking space and just renegotiating on rents with landlords as well. They're doing some really interesting things with space. I mean, they've got a gym there from the founders of Virgin Active, a new offer called Sweat. There have been rumours they're in discussions with WeWork, though they would not confirm or deny those today. They're doing some really interesting things, and I think if they can cut their cost base enough, you know, the exciting stuff on top could start to look more viable. As it is, you know, they're paying through the nose on rents, a lot of rents, for stores which, you know, may not be underperforming, but I doubt are kind of storming ahead either.
Just very quickly, because we are tight for time, Sergio has said he's hugely encouraged by the progress Debenhams is making, despite the terrible numbers it has put out today. Are you encouraged by what it's done so far?
I think you have to look too hard for signs of progress. He did say that he thinks by kind of fiscal year 19, which starts this September and then obviously runs for the year, he would said that he thought there would be signs of real tangible change on the main numbers there. And I think that's the real test, isn't it? If we're sitting here in a year's time and not much has changed, then I think we're looking at a very, very different situation. Mm-hmm.
Are you confident we'll see that by next year?
I think it's a little better than maybe, you know, we've been quite harsh on them in this conversation. I do think he's doing quite a lot. So maybe I'm a bit more optimistic.
A bit more charitable.
If he can get some of these things right, if some of the new things really succeed, then, you know, we could see a reversal in fortunes, at Debenhams, but it is going to, it needs to happen fast, because that's the thing. If it's, if too much of the estate remains as it is and doesn't change enough, then yeah, I think your more pessimistic view is very valid.
Okay, guys, thank you for your thoughts on Debenhams. We'll bring it to a close there, but please do check out our other coverage of Debenhams and the department store sector online. And please do check out our new Voice special report as well. Some very interesting insight in there into the latest tech that's going to be transforming retail. Please do engage with us on Twitter. Our handles are below, and join us again next week.